On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And we certainly are doing that for the first time this morning with John Brash. Great to have him on board. Morning, John.
Morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone.
You've got some fantastic interviews lined up today, mate.
We certainly have, and first of all, we're going to concentrate on the continuation of the $1 million chase. We've run all the heats now, and we get down to the pointy end of the $1 million chase with the semi-finals coming up at Wentworth Park next Friday night, as well as heats of the Sydney Cup. So it's sure to be great racing next Friday night at Wentworth Park. We're going to catch up with Strategic Communications Officer for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Mick Cowley, in a few moments' time. We're also going to have a look at the preview for the Group 1 Adelaide Cup to be raced on Friday night with Sean Matheson, GRSA Racing Manager. We've got the Gold Coast Cup final coming up at Albion Park in Brisbane on Thursday night, the Group 3 Gold Coast Cup, plus the Eric Thompson, long-time clients of the Gold Coast Greyhound Racing Club, and the CEO of the Brisbane Club, Luke Gatehouse, will join us. And also later in the program, Peter O'Neill from the West will join us. They have the Group 3 Mandurah Cup final to be staged on Friday night as well. So it's going to be a big Friday night coming up in Greyhound Racing. But first of all, we'll concentrate all things $1 million chase. And joining us online this morning is Mick Cowley, Strategic Communications Officer for Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
Well, thank you. As I said, we're starting to get down to the pointy end of things now in the $1 million chase. All the heats are run, and we had the final heats at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. We'll just quickly review those, and we had the previous two-week heats at Wentworth Park, and it was all the Mexicans, but the New South Wales Greyhounds hit back there on Saturday night. The first of them was Mystic Riot for Jody Liganioni in 29.59, the fastest of the four heats on Saturday night.
Mate, finally, we got a bit of joy up here. It had been all the Victorians leading into last Saturday night, John, but finally, Mystic Riot. Performance, great performance, 29.59, as you said. I think that was about the fifth fastest time that was clocked at Wentworth Park in those 14 city qualifiers. And certainly now has to be considered as one of the hopes in the semi-finals, which, as you said, are this Friday night.
It beat Watch the Wasp, Jamella Jet, also making it through to the final of the semis next week. The second heat was taken out by another Victorian in Oakvale Warrior. Showed a lot of speed from box number five, and it was able to hold out Aston Duke going into the first turn. They raced together off the back straight and onto the home corner. Oakvale Warrior just got the better of Aston Duke on the corner, but not to be denied, Aston Duke came again in the home straight and no doubt will be improved with another run on the track. So Oakvale Warrior, Aston Duke and Yankee Ethics getting through there from heat number two.
Absolutely, yeah. Aston Duke bounced back to that form that he showed in the Gardens qualifier. He was fourth in the final of the Gardens regional qualifier and missed an opportunity to get through to the semis there. So he brought him to, Jason McKay brought him down to Wentworth Park and gave him the run. And I guess that was a bit of a surprise. He did jump well, but then Oakvale Warrior just hunted up inside him and then refused to surrender. And Yankee Ethics, another one for David Smith. He Zippy Ethics qualified down at Nowra, so he's got a couple in the semis as well.
On to the third heat from Saturday night, another Victorian Slingshot Whipper for Robbie Britton. Had the experience of one run on the track, was able to carve across from box seven shortly after the start and outpace them going into the first turn. The big run by the other Victorian, Mossimo Bale, to cut the margin back to 1.5 lengths on the line, and Kenya Aiden for Glenn McInerney was third. But Slingshot Whipper, a very impressive win there in 29.73 in the third heat.
Yeah, absolutely. The brothers, Jeff, won the second heat and Rob chimed in for the third heat. As you said, whilst New South Wales got a little bit of joy on Saturday night, Victorians were still there winning two of the four heats. And it was pretty impressive, Slingshot Whipper, 29.73. Mossimo Bale, yeah, chased hard, got close. And Kenya Aiden, not a bad run for third and gets a start on Friday night. And as we know, anything can happen in big races.
And the fourth heat on Saturday night was taken out by Off the Leash for Amanda Brunton, defeating Zipping Captain for Marty Hallinan and Dinah Harper for Andrea Daly, 30.06 the time. And good to see this greyhound back in good form after being sidelined for something like 7 months with an injury and having its third run since a break, and was sent out at $12 on Saturday night, but the slowest of the four heats. But as I said, good to see this greyhound back in form again off the leash coming into the semis.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very good success story for Amanda Brunton. Another local to get through, winning Exceeding qualifier to get through to the semi-finals. Whilst all the talk has been about the Victorians, and they did end up winning 12 of the 14 city qualifiers, there's a stack of locals that are in the semis. I tallied it up, it was 56 races around 12 venues, 11 regionals and Wentworth Park, and that's how we've come up with our 64 semi-finalists for Friday night. Just on those, John. We have actually lost a couple of semi-finalists. Darren Russell, unfortunately, has contacted GRNSW, and his smart bitch Snug, which won the Lismore qualifier, unfortunately, she's done a back muscle and she's out of the series. So the way the terms and conditions work, if a dog is ineligible, as Snug is now, the third place getter in that final, that regional final, which was Jonesy, gains a start. So it's a bit of good fortune for one, bad fortune for another. And the other dog, which is now out of the series, is Reader's Boy Mark Gatz, which ran third to Dinah Zesty on September 29 at Wentworth Park. It's unfortunately got an incapacitation certificate, and as such, it's ineligible. So Seattle Thompson's Azkaban, which finished fourth in that qualifier, it now steps in and gets a run. So that's our 64 now, John.
Alrighty, and then we had another couple of races there on Saturday night with Aspirants winding their preparations. A good win by Sky Wave, defeating True Talent and Despacito in 29.80 in a free-for-all there on Saturday night as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Ticking along nicely, Vic Sultana's Sky Wave. It was expected to be one of the first into the semi-finals through that Bathurst regional qualifier, and things didn't go to plan, but quickly through Wentworth Park, Skywave got into the semis, and nice little top up that run on Saturday night for the semi-finals. It's the New South Wales national sprint representative, so it's got class and quality, and does love Wentworth Park, as we saw. So I would imagine it'll be one of the leading candidates when the fields are drawn for Friday night semis.
Another highlight of the meeting on Saturday night was the 720 metre, a good hit out for the Sydney Cup on the heats on Friday night as well. And Poco Dorado for Johnny Finn was able to lead all the way in 41.77, a very strong victory, defeating Veloce Nero, the kennel mate, who was able to turn the tables last Wednesday night. Veloce Nero was able to win Wednesday, but a very strong win by Poco Dorado, and he stamps himself as one of the main hopes in the Sydney Cup heats on Friday night.
Absolutely. It would be interesting to find out what these two do when they're at home in the kennels, whether they compete the way they do on the track at home. They're always competing hard against each other, and they'll both be leading candidates for the Sydney Cup. As you said, the heats of the Sydney Cup, which will be run on Friday, they'll be drawn tomorrow morning along with the eight semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase. Poco Dorado, it was pretty impressive on Saturday night, but as you said, Veloce Nero, capable of turning the tables, and I would imagine they'd be both leading candidates come Sydney Cup final on October 20, that huge night that's not that far away now, John.
Mick, of course, is part of the Million Dollar Chase series. It's not only for the open class greyhounds, but we're also catering for other greyhounds as well. We've got the $100,000 Masters Meteor, and also the Youngstar Classic, where $25,000 coming up on the 20th of October. And those heats of those particular races will be run at Wendy Park on Wednesday night. Those fields will be released today.
They will, John. I've just spoken to the team in grading, and the fields are just being completed now. We'll have four heats of both events, the Masters Meteor and the Youngstar Classic, this Wednesday. And after Wednesday night's meeting, or late in Wednesday night's meeting, the box draws for both events will be conducted. And as you said, they also make up part of that huge night on October 20. There'll be that many feature races, we won't know what to do with ourselves on October 20.
Yeah, now, Mick, there's going to be a lot of promotion off the track as well for patrons coming along to Wentworth Park, not only this Friday night, but on the final night as well. You might like to tell us some of the what can patrons expect and what they can achieve there in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, there is. As you said, John, it's whilst racing is the centrepiece, it's not all about the racing. And there's plenty of entertainment. It is school holidays at the moment. Gates will be opening at 3 p.m. on this Friday, semi-final night. And there's great opportunities for the whole family to come along. There'll be retired greyhounds there. There'll be dartball competitions. There's the Kindy Farm petting zoo, jumping castles, plenty of nice food and obviously liquid to go with that food for mums and dads as well. It'll be a fantastic night. Plus, of course, you'll then have 8 fantastic heats of the $1 million chase with the winner only going through to that final and a crack at a $1 million first prize. You'll have heats of the Sydney Cup. It's potentially one of the best nights racing at Wentworth Park. Wentworth Park has ever seen. So it should be a beauty, John. And then, obviously, grand final night the week after. Lots and lots of entertainment there. Potbelly's already confirmed to be performing on the night, and there'll be similar activities for the whole family on course. There'll be raffles, prizes to be given away. We're giving away a car that night. It's potentially the biggest night we've ever seen on a racetrack in Australia.
And Mick, people can get their general admission tickets by going online.
Absolutely, for that for Friday night semi-finals, it's tickets as usual. You know, walk up and grab a ticket. But on October 20, the best way to get a ticket is to get in early and log on to www.milliondollarchase.com.au/tickets. You buy tickets there. They're only $20 for adults. Children under 16 are free if accompanied by an adult. And of course, we can't forget that this is all about raising funds for our Greyhounds as Pets program. So it's all for a good cause and hopefully for a good night out. I guarantee it'll be a good night out, John.
Mick, just before we let you go, on one other point topic that was announced during the week, that the Gosford Greyhound Racing Club will commence racing at the end of this month.
Absolutely, yeah. It's October 30 is penciled in. That way it's, work will be completed in plenty of time, and it'll give participants, owners and trainers an opportunity to trial their dogs at the track in coming weeks. October 30, I think everyone, particularly those on the Central Coast, are looking forward to October 30 and a big night, opening night at Gosford.
Mick, I appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with the meeting there on Friday night, and we'll have a big preview of grand final night next Monday on Going Greyhounds. I'll contact Timmy Newbold and we'll go through the form for the grand final of the $1 million Chase Sydney Cup and other races there to be run on Saturday week at Wentworth Park.
Thanks, John. I appreciate your time. Appreciate the program's help in pushing such a fantastic event, such a great night.
Thanks, Mick, for your time this morning. Mick Cowley joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, the Strategic Communications Officer, and sure to be a great program there coming up, not only Wednesday night with the heats of the those other races, plus the Sydney Cup heats and the 8 semi-finals of the $1 million chase at Wentworth Park this coming Friday night. Don't forget that, punters, it's Wentworth Park Friday night this week. A little earlier this week, the Coonamble Carnival wrapped up, and David Pringle was able to take out the feature event there at Coonamble last Monday afternoon, taking out the big maiden final with About the South. It's a blue dog whelped in 2017 by Buck Fever out of the National Futurity winner in Midnight Capers. It was able to win the Ladbrokes maiden final. The big run of the race was Spooky Exit, who finished third behind About the South. And I know David Pringle has got a very big opinion of the greyhound that ran third, Spooky Exit. He expects big things of Spooky Exit in the future. But About the South was able to win the Coonamble big maiden last Monday. Well, we switch to Adelaide now, and heats of the Group 1 Adelaide Cup were run on Thursday night. There were 5 heats, and to talk about those Adelaide Cup heats is the GRSA Racing Manager, Sean Matheson, joining us online. Sean, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, David. Great to be with you.
Sean, they had 5 heats of the Adelaide Cup on Thursday night. The first heat was taken out by Master Chaos, defeating Vital Force and Notorious Mac 29.93. The winner, Master Chaos, trained by Irene Riemann, scored by a nose. Now, Sean may have dropped out there. So we may have to get Sean back on the line. So the five heats of the Adelaide Cup were won by Master Chaos in 29.93. Fabwick was the fastest heat winner in 29.48. Real Simple, 29.79. Alpha Aeon in 29.78. And Honcho Minelli, 29.74. We've got seven South Australian greyhounds and one Victorian Real Simple for Shona Thompson qualifying. I think we've got Sean back on the line again now. Sean, you there?
Yeah, sorry, David. Sorry about that. Just
that's okay.
For a second. But, yeah, in going through probably the first heats, Master Chaos was probably a bit of an upset in the first heat. Nations was the hot favourite based on the State of Origin series win the start before. But Master Chaos did a good job, sit up on the pace just outside of Vital Force and was able to nail him on the line and got up in 29.93. Certainly one of the slower heat wins, but it's great to see Irene Riemann, who's been in the industry in South Australia for a lot of years, qualify for a Group 1 Adelaide Cup and they are wrapped to have a runner in the field.
Second heat taken out by Fabwick, a very strong win leading all the way. Aston Cometto was the favourite there. It missed the start slow away and checked at the first turn.
Yeah, Fabwick, she is brilliant and she's been brilliant in recent starts. Showed unbelievable good pace at the first turn. Aston Cometto rated one of the best run home dogs in Australia and just found himself too far back after a slow beginning. Fabwick was off and gone around 29.48, and David, they don't go much quicker than that, and certainly puts her right in the market for the final this Friday night. So she really set the scene last Thursday night with a brilliant heat win.
Third heat taken out by Real Simple. It absolutely flew out for trainer Shona Thompson, running 29.79. The run of the race was Spring Bridge, trained by Greg Board. It was last out, railed a third going into the back straight and rattled home to be beaten ahead.
Yeah, it was a great heat, this one. Real Simple, virtually a fit-for-purpose dog for Adelaide, and I think most people know if you can get a dog with real high speed and you can lead to the first turn, it really sets you up at that high level to get the job done. And Real Simple got the job done, and the Thompsons know how to win an Adelaide Cup. They've won a couple themselves, and Real Simple's in with a huge chance in the final. Exactly what you said, David. Spring Bridge, if he could draw a box, he would probably be winning more than running places. It was another terrific run. And he's box eight in the final, and I know we'll go through the box draw shortly, but if he could draw a box, he'd be right in it. I just think he'd get too far back. But he needs to find the rails, and if he can find it early, he'll definitely be a chance.
Alpha Aeon won the fourth heat. Was a very strong win. Four wide into the first turn, pushed up to go outside the leader, Gemtree Dynamo, after trouble at the first turn and was able to run away and score by two lengths over Gemtree Dynamo.
Yeah, Alpha Aeon, he drew where he wanted to be, which was eight on the track. He wants a bit of room to move. He's a bit enigmatic. He's a dog that can run 29.5 and he can find trouble in a grade five and run 30.10. But he put his best foot forward last Thursday night, put himself right in the race with a little bit of trouble on the first turn, as you mentioned. Once he got outside Gemtree Dynamo, who just got out of grade six company, so I think everyone expected Alpha Aeon to put her away, and he did. He was quite impressive in the run home, very strong, and the right one turns up on Friday night. He's put himself right in the race with a great heat win.
And the final heat was won by Honcho Minelli. A very strong win here. Was last out, railed to third at the first turn. Second off the back, took the lead in the straight from the early leader, Larrikin Lockie, who crossed from out wide to lead. But the winning margin was two and a quarter lengths in the end to Honcho Minelli in 29.74.
Yeah, David, he's probably rated the best sprinter in South Australia for the last 6 to 9 months. He can peel off unbelievable run home times. Wants a little bit of room in his races, and he pushed really hard on the first turn. And he was able to get that room, and then once he found it, I think the crowd on the night knew that he was coming, and it was great to see him qualify for the Adelaide Cup, Group 1 in his home state. Again, in it with a big chance, and he's just going fantastically well for the Rasmussens, who are in a golden run of form at the moment with their dogs. It seems like every one of them are winning at the moment, and he was brilliant again and puts himself right in the final.
The box draw for the final, Group 1 Adelaide Cup, is 1 Fab Week, 2, Larrikin Lockie, 3, Real Simple, 4, Honcho Minnelli, 5, Bogey Bullet, 6, Alpha Ion, 7, Master Chaos, 8, Spring Bridge, the Reserves, Gemtree, Dynamo and Vital Force. Tab.com.au has Fabwick the favourite at $2.30, ahead of Real Simple at $4.20 and Alpha Ion at, Honcho Minnelli there at 5 and Alpha Ion at $5.50. What about your thoughts for the final, Sean? Are you sticking with Fabwick coming up with box number 1?
Yeah, I am. I'm with her for the final. I honestly think there's probably 2 winning chances, David, and that's not to discount any of the runners because they've all got a hope. But I think to get over the line, to win the Group 1, I think you're looking at Fabwick. If she leads and she doesn't see much pressure, then she will just run time in front, and I don't think they can catch her. She'll run 29.5, 29.6. And she'll just be hard to beat. Her problem will be that both Larrikin Lockie 2 and Real Simple 3, first look at the track Real Simple last week, will come out quick. And Fabwick likes to roll away from the fence after the start and in the run. So there could be some crowding on the first turn. If Fabwick can lead, as I said, I think she'll get away with it. Real Simple leads, then I think Honcho Minnelli, drawn the 4, will just get that beautiful run into the race. He'll push hard on the first turn. He'll get wide down the back, and I think he can run down Real Simple, who has been is definitely a leader, but not the strongest dog to the line. So Honcho Minnelli, I think, is a chance. So I really like Fabwick and Honcho Minnelli from as a winning chance, but I do think Fabwick will lead. I think Honcho Minnelli will be a great chance to win or run second, but I put him in for second. I think Alpha Aeon for Ben Rawlings, drawn 6, should get a good run across. And be, you know, midfield down the back, and I reckon he can run into the placing. So my thing would be a South Australian trifecta. We can't say that over the last few years, Dave, because we generally have a lot of interstaters in our Group 1 final. But this year we've got 7 of them in, SA Dogs, and I think they'll run the trifecta. I'm going to go Fabwick to win, ahead of Honcho Minnelli and 6 Alpha Aeon.
Sean, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck and with the carnival there as it continues on Friday night, the Group 1 Adelaide Cup.
All right, David, thank you very much.
That's Sean Matheson, GRSA Racing Manager, joining us this morning and talking about the Group 1 Adelaide Cup. Now, we had news from Victoria that Greyhound Strike, top sprinter Striker Light, has been retired. The 2017 Goulston Easter Egg winner. Also the Group 1 National Futurity winner. She also picked up the Group 1 Tem Lee and the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup, and owned in her career by George Ferrugia, and trained by Kelly Bravo. So Striker Light has been retired to stud. Time to head to Queensland now, and joining us is CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club in Luke Gatehouse. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Luke, on Thursday night at Albion Park, you have the running of the Group 3 Gold Coast Cup Final, and the Gold Coast Cup has been around since 1978 and is currently at its third home.
It certainly is, and this will be our 10th year of running the Gold Coast Cup. When we originally took on this race in the Eric Thompson Memorial, which will also be run on Thursday night, we were looking at running it for 1 or 2 years while the replacement track for the Parklands track was being built. 10 years later, we're still running it.
And, of course, no sign of a replacement Gold Coast track at this stage.
No sign.
Luke, we had 3 good heats of the Gold Coast Cup there on Thursday night. The first heat taken out by Cooley Jasper for Kim Gooding in 30 and 12 came from off the speed to beat the fast-finishing Silver Stunner for Trav Elson. And I thought the run of the race was Phantom Razor, trained by Tyson Barton, was able to get out and set up the early speed and just tire the last little bit, but does qualify for the final. So Cooley Jasper out of heat number 1.
Yeah, interesting series, John. It's really open, and the box draw's throwing it wide open as well. So Kulu Jasper goes from box 2 out to box 8, which I don't think will be a major disadvantage for the Greyhound. He's not that speedy early, so he may miss a bit of the early trouble on the first turn. Silver Stunner, I thought, was an outstanding run coming from last. Found a bit of trouble on the turn, and that's going to be his issue in all these big races, is that he's a back marker.
second heat of the Gold Coast Cup, won by Shot Clock for Terry Medcalf. She can be an in-and-out sort of customer at the start. She beat Weedacre for Brian Baker, and third home was Fab Fit for Darren Russell. 29.96 the time there.
Yeah, Shot Clock, she, as you said, she can be a bit hit and miss at the start. If she hits the start, she wins the race because she should posse up nicely, even though she's drawn box six. Weedacre has been the fortunate one to get box one in a group final, and that means a lot. And she's got a lot of early speed for a mature greyhound. And Fab Fit, John, as we know, will get a run in the field and come out of box two, which will be very helpful.
Third heat of the Gold Coast Cup Thursday night, won by Box 1 specialist in Del Rey for Tommy the Prince of Alice, defeating Year OK for Darren Russell. As you just mentioned, won't be taking its place in the final. Incurred the wrath of the stewards there after the meeting. And third home was Corey Cody for Claude Dacey, 30.09 the time. Corey Cody's going to be a busy greyhound coming up over the next few days. It also has qualified for the Young Guns final at Capalabar next Saturday afternoon up the straight.
Yeah, and you know, it's not a big issue giving the run up the straight on the Saturday. It's like a field trial, and very impressive greyhound who enjoys the work, Corey Cody, and plenty of speed. As you said, Del Rey, very impressive from box one. Good trainers don't waste the red, and Tommy Savala certainly falls into that category. And $5 was a really good price about Del Rey in that heat last week. We'll find it a little bit tougher from box five on Thursday night.
So the box draw for the Gold Coast Cup final is 1 Weedacre. Box 2 will be now Fab Fit with the scratching of Year OK. 3 Phantom Razor, 4 Corey Cody, 5 Del Rey, 6 Shot Clock, 7 Silver Stunner and Kulu Jasper in box number 8. Luke, your thoughts on the final at this stage?
Well, very open, John. The markets I've been able to extract have Big Bad Bob as the favourite, and he's second reserve, but obviously now goes up to being the next one in the field, and he's actually the pre-post favourite for the race. And you're looking at it, and you're looking at about 5-1 the field for everything in the race, and that's what an open race it is. So a lot will depend on if Big Bad Bob gets a run and what box he gets, because he's a really quality greyhound already winning at group level up in Townsville. I've come up with Shot Clock. I don't have a lot of confidence. You're betting on box rise there, but if she does get clear room, she is a very fast greyhound. I put Kulu Jasper in for second. I don't think the wide box will worry him that much. A lot will depend on the first turn, because there's a lot of speed inside. Weedacre, Phantom Razor, Corey Cody look like they'll set up the speed early in the race, so a lot will have to depend on what happens in the first turn. On that note, given that they'll all be going in there together, Silver Stunner will be out the back and may just be able to weave through the field for third.
Alrighty, so 6, 8, 7 there, and it all depends if Big Bad Bob gets the run. The other race on the program...
My group final theories, because I'm always saying you need to be on the inside in a big final, and yes, I'm on the 3 outside boxes.
The Eric Thompson Memorial Maiden is our other feature race on the program. 1 Rashida, 2 Miss Cash, 3 Irish Ripple, 4 Provocative, 5 Cash Trail, 6 Black Lock, 7 Defy, 8 Painted Pitcher, the reserves Logan Bell and My Windsong. There were a couple of good performances, none better than Black Lock for Selena Zammit there last Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, it came out of box one, and again, the good trainer in box one theory came to the fore. 30.04, won by 7¾ lengths over Cash Trail. Looks to be a very impressive greyhound, had its first start. Goes to box six on Thursday night, which may be the only worry, but I think might be able to get away with this race.
All right, so 6 Black Lock. Luke, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with the meeting there on Thursday night.
Thanks very much, John. Look forward to seeing you there.
That's Luke Gatehouse, CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club at Albion Park. The first of the invitations for the Group 1 Top Gun and Group 2 Stayers Top Gun were released this week, and we have 24 Top Gun sprinters and 21 Top Gun stayers at this stage. But, of course, that could be added to with the $1 million chase races coming up over the next couple of weeks, and also the Adelaide Cup as well. Finally, this morning on Going Greyhounds, we're heading to the West, and Peter O'Neill is joining us to have a look at the Mandurah Cup final to be run this Friday night. Pete, good morning to you.
Johnny Brash, good morning to you, and Grant Boyd, and I believe he's with you as well this morning. Good morning to both of you. I can tell you in the Top Gun, Quick Jagger will be coming out through injury, and Vanderwerp also won't be accepting for the invitation. Both of our two outstanding sprinters and Stayer and Quick Jagger have both been injured recently.
Pete, we had four heats of the Mandra Cup there on Friday night at Group 3 level. The old-timer Max Proffitt was able to lead all the way in the first heat for Corey White in 27-58. Desert Rampage was just able to hold off Bundles Galore in the second heat. 27-52 was the winning time there. All the Rave was able to win the third heat, the recent Northern Cup winner, in 27-56. And Liesl Minnelli was a very, very strong win in 27-38, the fastest of the four heats there in the fourth heat on Thursday night, on Friday night. Your summation of the four heats there, Pete?
Very, very speedy greyhounds, and a lot of them making it through to the final. Liesl Minnelli, as you mentioned, the quickest qualifier for Storm Box number 6 in the final. All the Rave 7, Max Proffitt in 8. The speed is there at Desert Rampage, also with speed in Box number 4, has made the final, which is Mandra's biggest race for the year. Very, very interesting. The heats, the four heats, were very, very strong. We've got most of the greyhounds that we expected to get through to the final. Bundles Galore has drawn ideally in Box number 1, and with the speed out wide on the track, so much speed going into that first corner, there might be some trouble, and that might suit a greyhound like Bundles Galore, who's now in the care of Linda Smithson and beats Quick Jagger a couple of starts ago at Kennington.
So the box draw for the final on Friday night is, you might like to run through that?
Yeah, sure. Bundles Galore's drawn Box number 1. Chris Hulse has Quids in 2. Chips and Trains 3. Desert Rampage in 4. So the Hulse 2, 3, 4. Sprightly Sellers drawn Box number 5. Liesl Minnelli in 6. All the Rave, as you mentioned, the Northern Cup winner in 7. And Max Proffitt, who's an outstanding sprinter and also middle distance greyhound, probably suited over the 490 metres, is not poorly boxed in Box number 8, as I mentioned, with that speed drawn on his inside. But Bundles Galore, I think, will be winning. But it's a very, very talented field for this Group 3 final. We also had the distance potential heats on Saturday night at Kennington. Another two of the Chris Hulse chases stepping up, West on Tier and West on Bamboo, both part-owned by Gary and Craig Weston, and they were very, very impressive in winning their respective heats.
So you'll go Bundle to Law from the inside, even though slow, but made considerable ground last weekend. It was very an eye-catching run in the heat. So Bundles Galore for you in the Mandra Cup final.
Yeah, Bundles Galore on top. I'll probably put Max Proffitt in for second, Liesl Minnelli for third, All the Rave. You know, we're leaving out greyhounds like All the Rave and Desert Rampage, who are very, very talented. And Chips and Trains, who has a great story, named after a young girl who passed away when she was just 11 years of age in Pippa Ray. This greyhound races in her honour to raise awareness for children with brain cancer. And Chips and Trains has been outstanding, Chase. That's made so many feature finals, yet to win one. But if there is trouble and he gets through, it wouldn't be a surprise for him because he chases so well to be able to figure in the finish as well.
Certainly racing for a great cause. Pete, thanks for your time this morning and good luck over the coming week with the Mandra Cup final there on Friday night.
Good on you, John. Thanks for your time.
That's Peter O'Neill joining us from Perth this morning. The Mandra Cup coming up as part of a big night on Friday night where we'll have the Million Dollar Chase semis as well as the heats of the Sydney Cup, also the Group 1 Adelaide Cup and the Mandra Cup at Group 3 level as well. Well, Sean, that wraps up Going Greyhounds for this Monday morning. And as I said, a big week in greyhound racing again, and we all look forward to Friday night.